It's not fair. I was a good girl all day. I went grocery shopping and I meal prepped. I got my chores done. I met all of my deadlines. I had everything edited and turned in on time. I've got my classes all set for next semester. I did the laundry. I changed the sheets. Well, I was a good girl. It's not fair. When I asked Daddy if I could play with my pussy, he said no. When I asked him why, he said it was because of how naughty I was. I'm petulant, mouthy. What a tease I am. I'm still not quite domesticated. Usually he loves that about me. Last night, his fingers were so tight around my throat. He said, "Love you, kitten, but sometimes Daddy doesn't know what to do with you." It's not true, by the way. Sir always finds something to do with me. He said I flirted with the butcher at the grocery store. Smiled and giggled at him. Leaned against the glass so he could look at my tits. He said it was naughty to walk over to the laundry room and adjust my t-shirt and panties. To move my clothes from the washer and dryer slowly as I could. Let my roommate watch my panties crawl up my wet, swollen cunt as he walked back to his room. He said leaving my vibrator and my pretty little butt plug in while I talked to my editor was a slutty thing to do. He said I purposely left the window open while I changed the sheets, poking my ass way up high and spreading my knees so the gardener outside could watch my tits bounce, could picture his hands on my hips, his tongue buried in this pussy he's not allowed to have. He said little spick teases like me are bad girls, and bad girls aren't allowed to play with their pussies until Daddy says so. Not fair. You are both are. Daddy said I couldn't touch my pussy. Not touching it. Not really. Don't have my finger inside. Slid into that tiny little hole. One that sir splits open with that big cock. Oh God, it feels so good when he does. Even after all this time, still hurts every time he fucks me. And still feels like he's ripping me open. He says it's because my little cunt cunt is so tiny, so... so fucking tight. All I know is I love that little bite of pain. He shoves his cock in. Oh god. I'm not really touching it. I'm just rubbing up and down. Just rubbing up and down my bare lips. They're so soft. So slippery. I get so wet. Oh, it's not my fault. My study was right about this. I am a tease. Like knowing you're listening to me. And if I don't know who you are. Are you turned on? Are you touching yourself? Are you rubbing your cock? Ooh, maybe sliding your own finger in your pussy? Fuck, that's hot. Do you think Daddy would get mad if I just rubbed my clit just a little bit? Oh, fuck, oh yeah, Daddy's gonna be real mad. You know what? I'm already in trouble. Might as well go ahead spread my legs, slide my finger into my soaked cut. Ay, Dios, que rico. Ay. You know, I don't mean to be bad. I can't help it. I need it. I need this. I need to feel that pressure. That friction. Daddy knows. Knows what I need. He knows what a slut I am. And he slaps my whore face so hard, my teeth rattle. It makes my soaked cunt glitch around his cock. When his teeth sink into the back of my neck, while he fills me with his cum, and I beg him to breed me, it makes me come so fucking hard. I por favor, te necesito, no pares más. Hurt me, Daddy. Please. Make it hurt. Oh, yeah. Oh, Daddy's gonna be real mad. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah. Right there. I
Sorry, Daddy.
Hmm.